Virtually every major candidate ends up speaking at a politics and eggs breakfast, but few of them ever draw the large crowd that came to the Bedford Village Inn to hear Rick Perry. The Republican presidential candidate has ignited, if not enthusiasm, then at least a level of interest that any contender would envy. The longest-serving governor of Texas took the moment to tout his record of rebuilding his state's economy, and he said he could do the same for the nation.
We need new jobs. We don't need new agencies. We don't need a government solution. We need the private sector getting to work and getting the government out of their way. If you want to stimulate the economy, you let small businesses and employers across all economic sectors keep more of what they make.
Perry highlighted his successful effort to change medical malpractice law, saying it drew tens of thousands of doctors to Texas, providing care in places that had gone without before. Voters were curious about Perry and pressed him on several issues. One woman asked him if he could explain why the General Electric Corporation paid relatively little in taxes. Perry said he could not. And while he praised GE, he said tax rates should not be based on political connections in Washington. He called for a national conversation about the tax code.
What we need to do is go back in and look at our tax code. We need to simplify it, lower the impact on people.
But if Perry opposes tax breaks for some businesses, he thinks government intervention is appropriate for others.
There should be incentives out of government for specific things, whether it's energy and the trying to get this country more energy independent. I think we need to give incentives to our citizens for their savings so that they can become more thrifty, more personally responsible.
The challenge of government simultaneously keeping its hands out of the marketplace and promoting certain lines of business was not lost on Republican leaders in the audience. Former congressional candidate Rich Ashew said Perry could expect some follow-up questions.
If New Hampshire voters are doing their job, they'll challenge him on that because that is diametrically opposed to the way New Hampshire does business. New Hampshire is a low overhead, low incentive state. Texas is the opposite.
Other Republicans, like former party director Fergus Cullen, were more blunt.
He had very high expectations today, and frankly to me, he didn't meet them.
Well, let me welcome everybody here.
Later in the morning, Perry toured Resonetics, a medical parts manufacturing firm in Nashua, and then sat down with about 10 local businessmen. Perry did more listening than talking, although he moved the conversation to the need for less regulation and lower taxes. The impression he made here was stronger than in Bedford. David Heath, a tax accountant, was part of the roundtable, and he discerned in Perry the leadership he thinks is essential for the next president.
He seems to be able to exhibit that leadership. He doesn't seem to be a follow-the-party-line kind of person.
But Heath also noted this was a first impression, and first impressions don't always last. If Perry is going to connect with voters, he'll need more showings like this one. For NHPR News, I'm John Greenberg.